Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Good morning and welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall, and we're welcoming to our program this morning from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Ms. Marilyn Wells. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well.
Great.
All right. Terrific. Thank you for joining us. We have a great topic as we wrap up the month of September. I think it's important to make note that September is Disaster Preparedness Month, and we're going to talk a little bit about, how to be prepared for disasters. It seems appropriate with the title, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Let's start out, Marilyn. How do you prepare for a disaster? I'll start with a loaded question there.
First of all, sit down and think about what could possibly happen in our area and make a plan with your family. You can discuss some of the, first of all, would be how would we communicate with your loved ones. And sometimes they may not be in the house at the time. And if they're away, there are a couple of things that you can write down and discuss with them. How would we get back in touch? And one of the things today, it seems to be, is to teach everybody to do a text messaging on telephones.
Oh,
that's
sure,
sometimes
yeah.
a better way of communicating than with a phone call.
You know, nowadays, Marilyn, sometimes that's the only way some people know how to communicate.
Well, now, that's true, but in this case, it might be an advantage.
Be vitally important.
But you want to have, of course, your emergency numbers posted at home, and everybody have those on their phones and by the telephones, and you want to teach everybody. Be sure even the smallest ones know how to call 911, and as we've heard many reports, children can help in situations such as this.
Absolutely.
And, of course, in our area, we don't expect some of the things like major earthquakes or some of the things that happen, but if we remember back years ago, we didn't expect Hugo to be quite the hurricane for our area either.
Exactly.
So that taught us quite a bit about preparing. The first thing you want to do is to just plan for the type that it could occur, such as a tornado or even a fire. And if you're in a floodplain area, think about that. Mm-hmm. That's the first step, as well as determining the best routes for your family to escape from home in case of fire, which, of course, October's bringing that disaster up because it's Fire Prevention Month. Be sure that you talk with your family, have a safe spot to go, remembering with the tornadoes on the lower levels or a level without windows, and be sure everybody knows where to meet.
Yeah.
Another thing you can talk about is show your family how to turn off the gas, the water, or your main switches even to stop the electricity.
Okay.
And another thing would be the fire extinguisher. Teach them how to use that.
Absolutely. Our guest is Marilyn Wells. Marilyn with the Cooperative Extension Service in Yadkin County. September being Disaster Preparedness Month, we're talking about being prepared for different types of disasters. Obviously, first and foremost, make sure the family's on the same page. You know how to contact each other and you have a plan. Should you also have a disaster kit, Marilyn, prepared, and what should be in it if you do?
Absolutely. A disaster kit can be prepared. What you need to start with is a container which will be as waterproof as possible. And in this kit, think about some of the items that you're going to need in case a disaster hits. First of all, you would want to have in there a gallon of water per person per day. And, of course, you think that might be more than you would use. But if you're going to be mixing foods, that would take care of that gallon, rinsing hands off, a little cleanup for yourself, all of the, as well as the drinking water. You want to throw in there either a first aid kit or gather together in your home and put in a Ziploc bag a kit.
Okay.
Another thing would be put in bleach. that will go back to if you had to purify, say, water or cleanup items.
Sure.
And, of course, you're going to need some detergent of some sort there. You will definitely, one of the first things you may think of is a flashlight.
Right.
And so have that flashlight and some extra batteries. Have a radio with some extra batteries, a portable one, of course.
Sure, yeah.
Then you want to think of medications per family members, extra house keys, extra glasses, if you need glasses.
Right.
Then throw in some extra change. And then in another, I would suggest another trash can with a tight lid. Put in a blanket, a pillow, and some change of clothes per person.
Right.
Also throw in the trash bags if you had some of those things to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Then make you a personal care kit, I'll call it, with soap, toothbrushes.
Right.
Toothpaste, things like this that you would need. Don't forget the paper supplies. They're pretty important.
Yep.
So whatever your family may need, think about this. And, of course, then we're going to have to talk about the food.
Yeah.
We'd throw in some foods that can be ready to eat, even whatever's in cans, of course, is the simplest thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also have some of those meals ready to eat, the MREs.
Yeah.
They're really handy in case of an emergency. And there are also freeze-dried foods that you can purchase and have in a kit, and they actually last for years.
Right.
So those are, think about the foods that you would need, and don't forget your can opener. So they're just, I know there's several things to get together, as well as, but think about the person. And then if you have a pet, don't forget the pets.
Right.
Throw in some canned or dried food for them. And don't forget your important papers.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Documents like your house insurance. Also, it's a good idea to have Social Security cards, your will, your birth certificate, bank information, your doctor's, and gracious, it goes on, doesn't it?
You know,
but
that's a...
if you put all that in a Ziploc bag, and if you have access, like, to a ammunitions can, they're really good to put papers in.
Yeah.
And it will keep their airproof and waterproof, and they're quite handy. Something, whatever will work best for you.
You bring up a great point, because we see on TV when these disasters happen, and they're to people who've been through it, and they say, we lost everything, we lost all our family photos and that sort of thing. And you don't think about, well, with those family photos and other things, you probably lost a lot of those very important papers as well. So it is vitally important to have those someplace where you can protect them in a waterproof situation and have access to them. So that's a great idea.
It is, but remember, too, that with our computers now, we can actually scan in photos on those little disk
right.
and put those in there in case something were to happen. And then you'd have them where you can have them reprinted.
And take up a little less space, too.
Absolutely.
How often?
I'm not saying take out of your living room or anything, you know, at least you'd have some left over.
How often, you mentioned some of those meals that'll last a long time. How often should we update the contents of that kit?
It's a good idea to check through it every 6 months as far as canned foods, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your freeze-dried products, of course, are going to last, like I said, for years, but other items will have an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
And then, too, as far as medications, et cetera, you know, they're going to need to be replaced.
Right.
Things in your first aid kit, if we go for years and years without a disaster, which is good.
Yes.
But just check it every 6 months and see if you do need to update something.
Our guest is Marilyn Wells on Extension Today here on WIFM. And September coming to an end, and we're talking about disaster preparedness, as September is Disaster Preparedness Month. Some other things to mention. You talked about having a gallon of water per person per day. Suppose, Marilyn, it's an extended period. You run out of clean water. What do you do then?
Okay. In your kit, if you will have enough for 3 to 7 days supply of water, and remember that's suggested a gallon a day.
Sure.
And something happens and you have to go to another source of water, let's say rainwater or the creek or a pond,
right.
Something like that. You will need to, that's what you need your bleach in there for.
Uh-huh.
You, whenever a disaster of magnitude hits, you need to consider all water may possibly unsafe.
Okay.
Until there's some way of testing it. So what you can do is to boil water that you get that way for mm-hmm. a minute and then try to filter it out. And that's where having some coffee filters in there would help too.
Mm-hmm.
And then add, if you have a 5-gallon bucket of water, let's say, you put in a teaspoon of bleach.
Teaspoon.
Okay. Into a 5-gallon. One gallon, you put 16 drops
okay.
in there, and just let that wait for 30 minutes there, and then you should have a slight chlorine or odor, but mm-hmm. you know that the water's been purified then.
Okay, yeah.
You know what to do. That's why you won't have bleach in there,
okay.
just in case you have to try to make your some water.
Sure.
Safe
to drink. Yeah. If the, Maryland, if power's out, and that happens obviously in disaster situations, storms, floods, any of that stuff, how long will food keep?
If you'll just remember and leave your freezer closed, that's one of the best things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, in hot weather, it's not going to keep quite as long, but keep your freezer shut, and that way the cold will stay in.
Okay.
And you can usually it will last about 3 days
okay.
in there. Now, if you have some food that is in there that's starting to thaw out, and if it has ice crystals in it,
mm-hmm.
it can still be utilized.
Okay.
And refrozen, actually.
Oh, okay.
But if you leave the lid shut, it will save you for the longest.
Mm.
Now, if you have in the refrigerator, like meat and eggs and milk, things like that, you need to just go ahead and use them up.
Yeah.
We hope that you have some access, like a grill, propane grill, that you can cook on and be able to use these foods. But if you'll just leave the refrigerator closed, it's going to hold usually for a good 12 hours in
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay.
And then use everything out as quickly as you can.
Use the perishable food first. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Makes perfect sense.
That's the key.
Marilyn, great advice today. If folks have questions about what we talked about or maybe just want some more information about being prepared for a disaster, they can call you at your office, right?
They certainly can, and I'll be glad to send them a brochure.
Oh, great.
That has all of the list of information,
mm-hmm.
or they can also go onto our website and contact us like that.
Okay.
Or they can get further information through it also, as well as emergency services provides this too. But we'll be glad to send them a copy where they can check off easily.
Terrific.
So that they can be sure that their kit is up to date and they'll be better prepared in case of an emergency.
And what is your number there at the office, Marilyn?
The number here is 336-679-2061.
A lot of food for thought today, no question about that, for the disaster preparedness. Marilyn Wells, always a pleasure, always a wealth of information. I really appreciate it. Thank you for talking with us today. Have a great day.
I hope you do too. Thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.